Welcome to today's episode of Living an Ultralife. Good evening, afternoon, or whatever the heck it is. This is Mike, and I am coming to you tonight, and I want to talk to you about something that is near and dear to my heart. Did you know that we're all running from something? It's true. If we stopped running from and started running to, what we would see happen is we would see a lot of magic begin to happen in our life. You know, I talk about a lot about living an ultra life, and as you all know, I'm an ultra runner, and I love to run. In fact, you know, today was one of those perfect, beautiful days that, you know, I finished my run this morning, and I thought, you know, I could just run all day. It was just one of those days where I was like, I should just go inside, get my running vest and some water and some food, and just run off into the day and just run all day. But I had responsibilities, so I had to go to work. But it was a beautiful day for running. And so if you're a runner, or you probably, if you're not a runner, you've probably said this, you know, we've all heard the questions, what are you running from? The way we respond to that says a lot about us. Now, I'm going to take you back 10 years ago. So when I first started running, and people would see me out running, and they say, what are you running from, Forrest? I would say I'm running from obesity, because that's what I was doing. I had gotten very, very heavy. I was not living any kind of life that I wanted to live. I was drinking way too much. I was spending way too much dwelling on what I didn't have and what I thought I needed. And I was not a good person to be around. I had no faith at all. I was miserable. I was just a miserable person. Until one day I woke up and decided, you know, I'm way too heavy and I need to stop this because I don't like the direction I'm going. And I didn't know where it was going to end up, but where it ended up was I ended up really loving running. So once I ran, and a lot of times, you know, people would say, you know, what are you running from? And they'd make jokes about my running and everything. And my kind of pat response was, I'm running from obesity. Well, but then I got under 200 pounds for the first time in a long time. And I started running even more miles. Once I hit under 200, now all of a sudden, you know, like my daily run went from 1 to 2 miles to like, I may just do 10 today. I feel like doing 10. My weekend runs went from, you know, 10 miles to I'll see you tomorrow morning. You know, I mean, it was nothing for me when we were living in Sheridan, Wyoming to say, there's a mountain trail that I've never run before. I'll see you when I get home. This is where I'm sort of going to be, but who knows where I am because I get lost a lot. But I would go out and I'd run for hours and hours and hours and hours. And so all of a sudden, when I was out there running in the wilderness and everything, I realized I really am running from something. And I realized that running from something at that point in life was not a bad thing. And I realized, you know what? I do need to keep running from something because there's something else over here in the future. But I got to keep running from this thing that has caused me to think I'm not worth anything. I'll never be anybody. And nobody ever wants to be around me because I'm just an angry, miserable person. And I thought, I need to run from this because there's something else. There's something else that I can identify from. And one of the things that I found, and this is why I love the running community. The running community is full of people who are encouragers. I will never forget the very first 5K I ran, and I'm about to die, and a runner, like one of the real runners, you know, that look like a runner, stopped and encouraged me and said, dude, you can do this thing. Just go at your own pace. Don't worry about the people around you. You got this. And I ran this 5K, and I think it took me the entire day. But as I'm running through this, it's 3.1 miles. It took me a long time to do my first 5K. But as I was running, so many people would say, you got this, you got this, you can do this. And you know, I found something. It's much more encouraging to be an encourager than it is to be somebody who goes, you can't run. Who are you to think you can run? It's much more fun to be an encourager, and that's why I love the running community. And one of the things that I found, see, I'm a back-of-the-pack runner, So I don't run fast. So, you know, me and Jim Walmsley has nothing to be scared of. I will never, ever even be anywhere near him. Yeah, I ran the JFK 50 miler, and Hawk Hayden finished in 5 hours and 18 minutes, only 7 hours quicker than me. Let that sink in for a second. Hawk Hayden ran the race, ate lunch, took a nap, had a sauna, probably a massage, ate dinner, went to a movie before I finished. Okay, so I'm not a fast runner, but one of the cool things about not being a fast runner is you get to talk to people because we're all in the back of the pack. We're all struggling. We're all just wanting to get to the finish line. You know, our goal isn't, man, if I could just get there in 4 hours. Our goal is, man, I just want to finish the daggone thing. All right? And so we talk, and what you find out is that a lot of runners come from this thing where they're running from some addiction, alcohol, drugs, overeating, laziness, believing you're a nobody. There's all kinds of things that if you're in the back of the pack, you learn about people and you learn, you know what? This is kind of cool. I'm around people that are just like me. They're running from something because there's something in their past that is painful and they want to get through it. They want to battle through this thing so that they can get through it. The other day, I went and ran a bridge because when you live in Flatlander, Virginia, and you want to run hills, you make them up. And so we've got this really cool bridge. It's called the Jordan Bridge. And it's a mile long. So it's half mile up, half mile down. And then, you know, you run a half mile up, half mile down. And that's, and most people run a half mile up and then just run the half mile back down. But I'm you know, masochist. And so I do multiple all the way over. So anyway, I'm running up on one of my laps up the hill. And I see this kind of heavy set African-American girl. And she is running the bridge. And so I see her, and she is just getting after it. And the smile on her face as she got to the top of the bridge could have lit the darkest night ever in the history of mankind. It was one of the most delightful things I have seen in a long time. She is standing at the top of the bridge. She is so excited. So as I came up the other side, I air high-fived her because, you know, COVID, so we can't really high five. So I air high fived her, and I asked her why she was just beaming. And she said to me, "My husband left me after I had our first baby. He told me I was a fat slob and I disgusted him. And I believed him until 2 months ago. Then I decided not to believe that lie anymore, and I started running. And I've been running this bridge every Saturday morning for 2 months. And this is the first day that I made it to the top without stopping." And I'm telling you, I was nearly in tears because I was just like, that's a hero right there. Doesn't look like an athlete, doesn't look like a runner, probably doesn't feel like a runner, but you know what? She ran to the top of that bridge because she refused to believe the lie that she was a fat slob and that she was disgusting. And I'm telling you, that inspired me so much. And so as I was running off and just being trying not to cry in front of this wonderful lady, I said, you know what? You realize that all these athletic people you see running up and down this bridge, and, you know, they're getting to the top and they look like they're doing it with ease. And she goes, yeah, like you. And I was like, yeah, well, that was you and I are not that much different. I was 10 years ago doing the same thing. I said, here's what's happening. Every single one of these people, they're running from something also. But what happened was they just kept running. And what they found was instead of running something, they began to run to something. Instead of running from something, they switched. They kept running, and now they're not running from, they're running to. And when that transition happens in your life, when all of a sudden you stop running from and you begin running to, that's when you start living an ultra life, a life lived to the full. And so as I headed back down the bridge, I turned around one last time and I said, sweetheart, just keep running until you're running to something. That's what I want us all to grasp. If we can realize that if we will run from our past until we're ready to run to our potential, That's when we'll discover what we're capable of, and we'll discover that we are capable of so much more than all the limiting lies that are keeping us from discovering our potential. The more we run, the more we believe we're capable of something. Hey, maybe it starts with saying, you know what, I'm going to improve my 5K time by 1 minute. And so all of a sudden, you got this goal, and you sit there and you go, you start studying. Okay, how can I get my leg turnover quicker? How can I get my hips to turn? How can I get another minute of speed out of this body? And what you do is you begin to embrace change as a mindset. And what this does is this leads to creating a new and better you. I read an article by a woman named Nadine Wilmerstadt. It was called Embrace Change and Create the New You. She had a quote. It said, make it a habit to opt for the unknown and say yes to things you haven't done before. Maybe what you start doing is you start getting up early in the morning and you get after it. Maybe you just go for a walk. Maybe you look and you go, you know what, I'm going to sign up for a race. You've never thought about signing up for a race before. If you haven't, I can tell you all the websites. Don't worry. I know all of them. But you want to go exhibit this new speed, and so you sign up for a race. In reality, what you've done is you've just pushed past running from, and you've gone to running to, believing about yourself. And instead of believing you're just this fat, worthless cow, now all of a sudden you're saying, no, I'm going to live life to the full. I'm going to live life because I believe that I am capable of so much more. And I'm going to find my potential. I'm telling you, maybe that isn't just for running, but maybe it starts with running. Maybe by starting with running, you learn about budgeting your money. And all of a sudden you go, well, why am I living paycheck to paycheck and just barely scraping by? Why does it seem like I've always got more month than I've got money? And all of a sudden you apply the same discipline that you applied to your running to your money. And you learn to budget your money and discover there's more money available to you than you first thought. Suddenly you slowly start to get out of debt. Then one day you discover there's $100 in your savings account. Then one day you discover that you're totally out of debt. I don't know what it's going to be. But here's the thing. When you begin to do all these things and you open your heart and you say, you know what? I believe in me. Something happens. Maybe it's a relationship. Man, I've heard so many people who are like on these websites. I don't get it. So, you know, you younger people are going to have to explain this to me, finding a mate on a website and everything. But maybe you've been dreaming all your life that you're going to meet that special somebody. That somebody that can really, really love you. Like the Ed Sheeran songs, you know, you can sing the Ed Sheeran songs too and act like a goofball. And you open up your heart and you say, okay, I'm going to let this special someone into my life. And you develop a relationship. And now all of a sudden, you and that special someone go run a marathon. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not trying to convince you that running is going to solve all your problems. The fact is, it won't. However, running to something will build in you the discipline to overcome the problems that are going to come up in your life. Because now you'll have a belief that, hey, I overcame that, so I can overcome this. Instead of saying, oh my God, I'm facing another uphill, you'll say, sweet googa mooga, man, there's another hill. And you'll go up the hill. You'll find that there's something special deep inside of you. That little thing that's called grit. And you realize, you know what? You're capable of overcoming a lot. And you realize that, hey, I am somebody. You might even end up running ultra marathons. Who knows? You can join all of us crazies out there running 50 miles just because it's 50 miles. But here's the thing. The day you discover that you are capable of so much more is the day you begin to live an ultra life, a life brimming way over full because you know you're capable of even more than you're doing right now. And I just want to say to all of you, don't stop running from until you can run through the running from and begin running to. Because there's an amazing, bright, glorious future available to you. Let's live life to the full. Let's live an ultra life. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to Living an Ultra Life. We'll catch you next week.